Now we have two stories of success. One is a dream of success. The other is a dream much delayed.
We begin in Nashville at last month's Americana Honors and Awards Ceremony.
Go now to the country, gonna bury my head in a creek.
The performer was Doug Seegers. At age 62, he just put out an album, his first.
1 year ago, Doug Seegers didn't have a job or even a roof over his head.
To feel what his success means, you have to hear his story from the beginning. Here's NPR's Vince Pearson.
Well, I work 2 jobs, 7 days a week.
Doug Seegers may be from Long Island, but he's been a country singer since day one.
When I came out of my mama's womb.
At 16, he wrote his first song, Rikers Island Blues.
First song, a jail song. That's country to the bone right there.
After high school, he joined a country band and moved to Austin, Texas. His stage name? Duke the Drifter.
And we were not drawing crowds into clubs. I mean, we were playing clubs for $100 a night, you know, that we had to split between the four of us, you know. And it was hard. We were living real poor playing music.
It finally just got to a point where he couldn't do it anymore. He walked away from the Austin music scene and went back to New York.
I didn't even say goodbye to anybody, for Pete's sake. I just, like, hitchhiked down the road, you know.
In New York, Seegers learned a trade and started a family. But the music bug wouldn't let go of him. And one day, a couple of decades later, Seegers had to try it again. He said goodbye to his ex-wife and their kids and headed for Nashville. But once again, he couldn't make it work.
I didn't feel like I was good enough, to be honest with you. I mean, when I got to hearing all these musicians and stuff, I thought, oh, man, I'm just going to just lay back for a few years and just maybe I'll eventually get the courage to get out there and do something, you know.
After many years in Nashville, living on the margins, working day jobs, Seegers found himself homeless, living under a bridge and busking for coins.
Well, my name is Mr. Weaver, but my best friends all call me Bo.
But last fall, something happened. A Swedish singer with her own TV show came through town. Her name was Jill Johnson, and she was shooting footage for a segment about down-and-out musicians. And she visited a food pantry where Seegers hung out.
And he sat down very calmly and picked up his guitar and just played us this amazing tune, Going Down to the River, which made us all just fall in tears. And I am speechless still today. It was just overwhelming and so beautiful and so real and genuine.
I'm going down to the river, gonna wash my soul again. I've been running with the devil, and I know that he's not my friend.
Before he knew it, Seegers was standing in a studio recording that song for Swedish TV. And days after it aired, the song went to number one on Swedish iTunes.
I was slapping myself in the face. I kept saying, am I dreaming? When am I going to wake up and go back to living under the bridge, you know?
Now, as you can imagine, Sweden is not a place with lots of country music fans. But something about Seegers seemed to move people, says Johnson.
I think it's the Cinderella story. I mean, they call him the Cinderella man.
If I don't give me some restoration soon, gonna end up in a casket.
Phones started ringing off the hook, and people started sending money to help Seegers. He was offered a record deal with a Swedish label, and a prominent Nashville record producer signed on, along with lots of big-deal Nashville session guys, including a guitarist who'd been Seegers' bandmate in Austin back in the 70s. Buddy Miller recalls hearing Seegers sing after all those years.
You know, a lot of voices change over time, and sometimes they just get more craggly. And they actually just sound like they've lost interest. Doug's voice just told the story of where he's been. I mean, it was deep.
She came from the land of the cotton, land that was nearly forgotten by everyone.
They made the record in just 3 days. And for one track, Miller called in a favor with one of Seegers' longtime heroes.
And she
Emmy Lou Harris recorded her track separately, but was so moved by Seegers' voice that she called him to let him know.
I pick up my phone and she says, Doug, this is Emmylou Harris. And I just immediately just started just crying, like I couldn't even talk. I was like crying so hard. It was a dream come true for me, you know?
Oh, but you sure could sing. Yeah, you sure could sing.
Seeger's album went to number one in Sweden and stayed in the top five for 10 weeks. And when Seegers did a tour of the country, all 60 shows sold out. And he says everywhere he went, people would ask him how he was doing in the United States.
I made them laugh when I answered them by saying, they don't know me in America at all.
But they may soon. His new album comes out in the U.S. this week. Vince Pearson, NPR News.